The Icons of Real Estate Podcast. Are you ready to learn the proven money-making secrets from top-producing icon agents? Ready to skyrocket your business? This podcast is for you. Tune in every week and find out how to implement proven strategies to 10 times your business, from $3 million to $30 million in just 12 months. Brought to you by the Masters in Real Estate Marketing, Ardor SEO.
Welcome to the Icons of Real Estate. I'm Tim Calloway. We have a very special guest for you today, all the way from my home state of Texas in Amarillo, Texas, Patrick Lee with eXp. How are you, Patrick?
Good morning, Tim. I'm doing great. How are you today, sir?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. Another sunny day in paradise.
Absolutely.
There you go. So, Patrick, I'm not going to let you off the hook. I'm going to ask you that first question that I ask everyone. Were you a young boy, 5 years old, tugging on your parents' pant leg, saying, "Hey, mom, dad, I want to be a realtor one day when I grow up"? Or were you
absolutely
like
not?
Right? Like the rest of you, you probably fell into it, right?
I grew up on the Oregon coast.
Okay.
And had an aunt. So I was pretty much a cold weather beach bum. And I had an aunt that got into real estate when I was an older teenager, someone I always admired. She was a gold jacket. You remember that back in the old days, you could be a gold jacket. And that was a status symbol at the brokerage she was at.
Right.
And I had heard growing up, you know, that a lot of people lose their stocks and their shirt in the stock market and other investments. But real estate was pretty much a good, solid way to make a decent income. So I admired her growing up and wanted to get into real estate. I always sort of romanticized what it would be like from the outside. But it wasn't until I was fixing to turn 50 years old that I actually, at that point, went after that dream and got into real estate.
Okay. Did you have a mentor or somebody? Did you go straight into eXp? I don't mean to get too personal about it.
Oh, no, you can get as personal as you want with me. Everyone that knows me out here in Amarillo, they call me brutally honest, Patrick, the oversharer. So I had a great friend that I used to work with selling furniture for a while. She was a friend of mine from church. And she had gotten into real estate and was doing a lot of investment homes, her and her husband. And we would pour through small newspapers and magazines and do our ads for the We Buy Houses people, trying to find investment deals. And I knew that wasn't really for me, but I admired her and her tenacity. And when we were selling furniture together, she had went ahead and got into real estate. And she joined, you know, the KW. So Keller Williams at that time would offer anybody a discount to take your classes. So she reached out to me and I decided that it was time for me to jump into the pool. So I started with her at Keller Williams. And within a couple of years, was on a team right away. But then within a couple of years, we found the eXp opportunity in 2017, and that's when I came over.
Fantastic. No, I love that story. That's
oh yeah,
story for sure. So, you know, we talked about how you got started in the industry and kind of how you evolved into where you are now. Let's talk about today. Are you a solopreneur or do you have a team wrapped around you? And if you do, how did that get started and how do you manage that?
Absolutely. I am a team leader, team owner. In 2017, when we came to eXp in the latter part of the year, I was on a team at KW. We had about 7 agents at the time. And my partner at that time had showed me the webinar about eXp, said, "I don't know what to do with this." My coach, we were coaching with NAEA, the National Association of Expert Advisors at the time. She goes, "And my coach just sent me this webinar. I'm going to share it with you and you tell me what you think we should do." And I watched it and I said, "Well, we need to share it with the team. This is like revelation knowledge." It was a revolutionary new idea to us. So we shared it with the team and they all thought it was a wonderful opportunity. We'd made plans to take about 3 months to migrate out of where we were over to EXP, but within about 2 weeks, everybody got antsy and they're like, please, let's just go now. So we made the jump. There were 5,500 agents at EXP at the time total. And the stock at EXP was running about $5 a share. And that was new, right? That was new to us. What stock? You can actually have an end game in real estate, right? A way to make another stream of income. So we jumped at that time, and we brought that team over. I've been a believer in teams ever since I got into real estate. Teams were relatively new at KW when I got into real estate, and I jumped onto one of the biggest teams in town at that time. And so I'm a team believer, and within about 2.5 years of being here, it became evident I needed to go out on my own. And I left that team thinking I'm going to go make all the money and be an independent agent, a solopreneur, if you will. Right. However, there were people that wanted to work with me, some people that wanted to come with me when I left that team, and then some other agents that referred some new recruits to me and said, if you want a teaching team leader, you need to talk to Patrick Lee. So begrudgingly, I sort of started a team. Right. And that started the Patrick Lee Group, and we have 8 agents now. We just recruited another agent this week, so, and she's testing next week, and she'll be our 8th agent. We've had 1 or 2 come and go, but mostly everyone that started with the team has stayed, and they're achieving some great level, some level of success. Some of them having incredible success.
That's fantastic. Yeah, that's a great story. I love hearing stories like that and success stories like that. So now we've heard about where you're at right now. Now's the fun part, Patrick. We get to put our prognostication hats on.
Uh-oh, here we go. Here we
go, crystal balls and all.
I actually have a crystal ball in the window of my office. I love that.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
It's not... Not for that reason. I'm not a wizard.
Right. But it's there. It's there.
But it's there.
Well, let's do that. Let's at least talk about the vision board or your vision or whatever you have going on. And tell me what the next 1, 3, and man, if we want to go out as far as 5 years, what the next 1, 3, and 5 years look like for Patrick Lee and his team.
Absolutely. Great question. And people ask that. Asked that a lot up until about a year or two ago. And it seems like that question has sort of fallen through the cracks because a lot of people are talking about what's going on now, but you're not hearing as many people ask about projections. We hear all of the talking heads that talk about what's going on, a little bit about rates and where the market may be going, but not about what are we doing? What are we as agents doing or as team leaders doing for our team? Do we have a plan? Do we have a vision? So many team leaders I know right now are just strapping themselves into the chair and holding on for dear life because the market has been so weird up and down for the last couple of years. But we are in a market now that is steady, and we have got to be making plans for where we're going in the future, or we will fall by the wayside like so many other agents and teams did over the last couple of years. So I just received my trophy. It's sitting here in my other window for achieving Icon for the 3rd year in a row since I went on my own. I went Icon. Of course, this is the Icon podcast. So I just went Icon for my 3rd year in a row. And part of that comes with other additional responsibilities. I'm teaching in EXP World this year. Going to be teaching a lot of other agents, continuing to make changes on our team. We're incorporating some new websites, and we're having another planning meeting in 2 weeks here for everyone. The vision was a little sketchy at the beginning of the year, what we were going to do. It was a little odd. We had a lot of trauma on our team. It was a lot of personal things that a lot of our teammates went through. And a lot of soul searching that happened. And it became clear as a leader that we needed to come together and focus and say, hey, listen, this is the vision of where we're going. I need to know who's in. I need to know what your personal goals are. I need to know your commitment level, what other plans you have for the future so we can put together. I can tell you where we're going. And I think that people need to follow a leader. In my opinion, there are a lot of individuals that would disagree with me, but clear vision is easier to follow. Right. If you don't have a clear goal of where you're going, any road will take you there, right? So you have to have vision. So that's our goal this coming year. And I've said this many times in the past, I don't want to have a massive team. I don't want 100 agents. I will have 100 people or more in my downline, in my rev share downline, but I don't want to have 100 agents necessarily per se on my team. I want the core group of go-getters that work with me, people in my sphere that I know, love, and trust that are on my team. But as we move forward, the main goal is for us to have that core group of agents that are seasoned, willing to help others just like I do when I train them, and them to be able to train others locally, but to grow the revenue share part of the team as well. So on the team side of that, and for recruitment, I partnered up with our sponsors and a lot of our leadership at NAEA. We have created the Patrick Lee Group University website, which I think is fairly revolutionary. No one in North Texas has it. It's only available in a couple of mega teams have it in some other markets. But this is a one-stop shop for all agents. They can either collaborate, they can join, they can be onboarded. I've got over 1,200 hours of training, live video training on the website. You learn everything about who we are. You have access to a clarity report that will be scrutinized by myself and the leadership at NAEA. We can determine where you want to go, what your goals are in real estate, and how we can help. And then once we have you onboarded, we have training from everyone from Jake Kinder to Brent Gove to Tony Robbins to Glenn Sanford, presidents of the company, the leaders of the company. Sure. So basically anything you want to achieve in real estate, you can do in the Patrick Lee Group universe. Nice. EXP has the world, Patrick Lee Group has the universe, and together we will move forward that way. So we're investing in technology. We're investing in some new packages through our CRM with squeeze pages and click funnels. There are so many different ways that we can help our agents be successful without spending. This is one of the big things that people have been talking about lately is the lead generation.
Sure.
How much money should you spend on leads? And I have never, I'll just throw this out here. I know you've had Elizabeth Riley has been on here, the first icon at EXP, and six times icon, maybe the first 7X, maybe just hit 7X. And Elizabeth Riley has built 100% referral team.
Right.
And it has been a leader at EXP. And I have pretty much adopted that same mentality. We don't like to spend money on leads. If everyone else has the same leads and every other CRM is going through the same washed over leads, right. And you're trying to train people how to be resilient and be steadfast and have longevity in real estate, I believe we need to teach our people how to fish, not just feed them fish, right?
Right.
So we're teaching them how to use squeeze pages, click funnels, how to work their sphere. Your phone is not a database, it's a data bank. I have 2,000 contacts in my phone. I should never have to buy another lead.
Right.
If I'll just reach out to the people that I know, love, and trust, and they know, love, and trust me. If I can teach my people how to do that same thing, and we can do all of that through squeeze pages and click funnels through our CRM to our own contacts, what a bright future we could have.
Yeah, I always use the power of compounding, right?
Yes.
At the end of every year, I look at how many people are on that digital Rolodex, so to speak. I can call it that because I am in my mid-50s. So that digital Rolodex. And I say now
I've got a little more gray in my beard than you,
right?
But
I always say, now how do I get every one of those people to give me one? Just give me one. Yeah. And every year I want to do that. And then all of a sudden you start going, in my third year, it's two. Everybody gives me one, four. Everybody gives me one, eight. Everybody gives me, now all of a sudden, oh my gosh, I've got 16,000 people. If I can't get a referral or a home close out of 16,000 people, I need to go find another career.
I should go get a job. You're right. You're absolutely right.
Because that just means you're not. I always say, but people come to me, Tim, I want to get into real estate. I love houses. I said, go be an architect. Because you better love people. You better love meeting people, helping people, and having that altruistic feeling that even if this doesn't bring me a dollar today, somebody's going to get help from it, because then it will rain one day.
It will. Absolutely. And I think it's a widely overused term. The team leaders is the rainmaker, and they're out here making it rain, dollar bills. I hate all that stuff. Right? You know what I mean? It's just not who I am. It's not part of my spirit, but I'm a big Ed Milet fan. His book, The Power of One More, The Art of Compound Pounding. You talked about compounding. Compound pounding. Every time you're sitting down looking at your phone and you're making a few calls, reaching out to your sphere, make one more call than you needed to make. If you only make calls a couple of days a week, add another day a week, make one more day's worth of calls, call one more person, go to one more event. I'm going to say I'm not huge on events. Right. I'm not huge on local happy hours and little events in the industry all over town, because you can spend all of your time attending all of those events, but all of those people at those events are not people who are going to bring you business.
That's right.
They're all friends. They're all people in the industry. They're not clients or customers. So I'm not big on those events, because they're just for you to hang out and have a good time. And it does help on the relationship aspect when you're under contract. And who do I know the person on the other side? Are they a great agent? Do we have good rapport? That's important. But I'm big on major events, because at major events, I grow me.
Yeah.
And if I can grow me, then I'm going to have something else to share with the people in my data bank. Something else I learned, another tip, technique, or trick that I can use to help them acquire the property they need, or make it easier to sell the property that they need to sell. So I'm big on those events, not big on local happy hour events.
Right.
But if I can go to one more event and learn one more thing that's going to grow me, then I think those things are definitely important.
Yeah, it's a funny thing, Patrick. I love what you're saying there about bigger events. I used to do a lot of little events I'm going back to the 90s, right? But I met a guy one time. He goes, yeah, Tim, I go to all the boat shows and set up a booth. And I said, boat shows? And then he was like, I go all of the fishing tournament shows. I go, fishing tournament shows? He goes, Tim, because I sell properties on the ocean and lakes.
Yeah.
And I sat there a minute, and I was like, yeah, all these people want to live on a lake. All these people want to live on the lake. It is your target market. It is your sphere. It is your people. A 2,300 people stopped by my booth. And I go to a little meeting that has three letters in it where we all give each other leads. You know, those groups.
Yeah.
And,
I was a president of one of those groups.
I have been as well. And they're good. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. Local wise, but I get one lead a week, or whatever it might be. I could in one quarter go to these things he did and get 2,000 people that want a house on a lake or on the water, the ocean lakes at the time. And he would tell me this story, and I was just bamboozled. I was just like, that's how you have to think. Go where they are, just like a fisherman. You mentioned teaching them fish versus feeding them fish.
That's it.
Go to where they are. And now it's like, if I get a young, sometimes female who loves bridal thing, I go to the bridal shows. These folks are talking about buying a house. First time buyers, eat them up. There's 5,000 of them running around. So I love what you're saying there. I really do.
It's so true. Yeah. The people are all out there. They're all looking for the right person.
Yes.
And I go so far, and my team laughs at me when I say this, but everyone in Amarillo, Texas, there are 200,000 people in Amarillo, Texas. There are 1,117 realtors in Amarillo, Texas. I've just decided to jump in with both feet at my local association. I was just elected to the board of directors after 8.5 years of really not getting involved much with the association. I keep my head down. I work hard. And that's the secret to our success. But I finally decided it was time to start giving back. So now I'm on the board of directors and decided to start getting involved. But everyone in Amarillo knows five realtors, or they're related to two. So it's my aunt Estelle is a realtor. My cousin Chrissy is a realtor. Right. So when you're talking to them and they're like, well, I'm already related to a realtor, I need to use my family member or whoever. And I will ask him, I'm like, well, do you like your aunt Estelle?
Yeah, that's what it boils down.
Does she like you? When was the last time your aunt Estelle reached out to you to offer her services to you as a realtor? Do you want someone that's actually going to be proactive and work with you and reach out to you and develop this relationship with you like I am? And that has been truly one of the major secrets to the success that we have here. When I got into real estate, the market center leader asked me who my sphere was. And at that point, I really wasn't even familiar with the term. And I was a member of a rather one of the larger churches in town. I was involved in the supermarket industry for about 20 years as a master baker. And she says, who's your sphere? And I'm like, what do you mean? She goes, your sphere of influence. Who is your group of people? Right? Right. And I said, well, I'm a supermarket guy and I go to a big church. And she asked me this. She said, do they like you there?
Right.
I said, what? She goes, do your people at your church, do they like you? Are you involved? Are you friendly? Do you like them? I said, absolutely. I serve on like seven teams. She said, you will do well in real estate. I said, wonderful.
Perfect. Perfect advice. Patrick, how do someone get in touch with you, whether if they'd like to list, buy, or maybe look at joining your organization or even your downline?
They can multiple ways. I make it easier for people to get a hold of me. The same phone number I have on this phone now that's on my website, all of my marketing I've had for 22 years, and it's my personal cell phone number. I use it. I answer my phone. I'm the realtor that actually does answer their phone, 806-570-7712 in Amarillo. They can go to my digital business card, which is www.patricklee.work. At that digital business card, they have access to me, my Calendly, all of my social media links, videos about nonprofits I'm involved with, every kind of an appointment, what each appointment entails, how long it will take, and the questions that will be asked. Digital business card created by Content Cards with a Z. I love to give those guys a shout out as well. They're incredible. www.patricklee.work, or they can go to the Patrick Lee Group Universe, just plguniverse.com, and you can get a hold of me there as well. Find out about the team, how to grow here, how to get onboarded with us to DXP if they want to join us here. And we just make it easy. We give people multiple ways to reach out to us.
Patrick Lee, Amarillo, Texas, eXp Realty, thank you so much for being on the program today. I look forward to catching up with you over the next 3, 6, 9 months, see how things are going.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Tim. I appreciate it, man. Great show.
Have a great weekend, bud.
You too, man. Take care. Bye-bye. Bye.